Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, here we go. Friday, Friday. As it is. One of the things I like about... go ahead and mute that for me if you would, John. One of the things I like about getting in my car and taking off is now I have Apple Play or I have Bluetooth and I can do things off of my phone, which is my music, right? My choices... I can listen to podcasts I've downloaded, or I also have satellite radio, which is, well, it's sort of pricey. It also has, it has various choices that I can't get other places. Now, I realize this is a very small thing, but to me, it's not the big dollar ticket items that you have to watch out for. It's the little things. So imagine going out there, starting your car, and you figure out that what you can hear or can't hear, somebody's already made that choice for you. Congratulations. No more thinking. You don't have to do any of it. The same tech giants that censor your posts and send nonsense to your news feeds and impact your online experience now want to control what plays through your vehicle dashboard. First up, amazingly, is Tesla. They're going to remove FM radio from their base Model 3 and Model Y vehicles. General Motors is going to eliminate Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, opting instead for proprietary systems designed with big tech partners. Now, some would say, Bill, this is simply a technical upgrade. And this happens all the time, doesn't it? Everything changes, Bill. You say so yourself. But this is a shift for me. This is a shift. Control of the car is shifting from me, the owner, the driver, the controller, to corporations that sell it to me. They take my money for it, but at the same time, they still want to control it. This is why I'm getting away from all entertainment that is digital. This is why I've got 5 cubbyholes filled with DVDs downstairs. This is why I've got 9 cubbyholes filled with record albums and CDs down there. Because I bought it, I own it, I get to decide what happens to it. I've had digital entertainment that I've spent my money for, that nobody's ever given me a refund for, vanish. At the source. The place where I bought it. Now the same algorithms and corporate interests that decide what you see and hear are coming for your radio dial. And this is not a hypothetical. This is happening. Now the car radio is one of those things that has always been an equalizer. It's free. It's local. You can get on it and listen to it all you like. It delivers news and weather alerts and community updates instantly. No subscription, no data plan. But more and more, vehicles are becoming software platforms. And the automakers want to rewrite the rules now. They're not just selling cars. They want to build a digital ecosystem. And if they remove the AM/FM radio and block the third-party apps like CarPlay and Android Auto, they're funneling us now into a closed environment where they get to decide what content is available. And anytime somebody takes control of a free system, this isn't about innovation. There's nothing innovative about this. This is about revenue, and it's about control. And when this extends to the dashboard, where 84% of you listening to this right now are listening right now, the stakes go far beyond consumer choice. This is one of the reasons I push all the things I push. When the power goes out, when the cell towers fail, when the internet connections drop, we keep going. I don't know how they did it during Hurricane Helene. We had enough power to power the station and to get out there and to try to bring you what was going on in the area, where's ice, who's got gas, that kind of stuff. This kind of radio, this kind I'm doing right here, it remains the backbone of America's emergency alert system. We reach 272 million listeners every week nationwide. FEMA, DHS, and the emergency managers nationwide all rely on AM radio as critical communications infrastructure. In fact, 7 former FEMA administrators from both parties have urged Congress to safeguard AM radio because it has unmatched reliability and it is essential in the success of the National Public Warning System. Radio is also the Republic's most accessible platform. We're not going to get canceled here. Nobody's going to get out there. I could have every one of you come up and text and say how much you hate me. And based upon my performance, I'm still here. Very simple thing. We can't be canceled. Faith-based programming reaches congregations across denominations. Can't be canceled on radio. Foreign language broadcasts connect immigrant communities. Can't be canceled. Agriculture reports guide farmers making real-time decisions. Cannot be canceled. For all of you high school football addicts, where are you going to go? None of this is a premium feature that you have to subscribe to. It's free, and it's open, and it's available to anyone with a radio until the automakers decide they're not, I guess. And we know what happens when platforms consolidate power. We get away from the editorial, and we go to the algorithm. Subscription tiers determine access. If I'm not serving somebody's corporate interest, I get deprioritized, or I just get dropped. Tesla's FM removal isn't an isolated decision. GM's CarPlay elimination isn't a technical preference. These are coordinated moves toward a future where your dashboard operates like your smartphone, except you don't get to choose a different car as easily as you can switch apps. There's a big difference there. Now, there's something out there called the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, which would require automakers to include AM radio in all new vehicles at no extra cost. And it's actually a very bipartisan effort in Washington today. And yet the Tesla and GM announcements show time is running out. So Congress has got to get involved in this. But don't be, this is why I go analog whenever I can. I don't need lawmakers to pass my bill. Everything that I have right now in terms of entertainment and certain communication things, I am in control of 100%. And you need to push back. Call your representatives and tell them to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Don't let the lawmakers out there, and don't let the automakers out there get and take away your choice. This is more than just, you know, convenience. This is more than just convenience. This is a key piece of the Republic puzzle. Now, I've got a question for you, and I, you know, this is just a general question. Are you better off today than you were January 19th? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
All right. I see it popping in there. Let's just go ahead and get this. Let's go to Gary from Traveler's Rest. Yes, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Or good afternoon. I'm sorry. You're talking about manufacturer control on these vehicles. I don't know if you noticed, but there's actually one manufacturer out there already. Air-conditioned seats, you have to, like, download it. Or heated seats, you have to download an app, and you have to pay to get a subscription to have your seat heated.
I've been buying Ford for the longest time simply because they haven't really changed anything. They're sort of boring.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm a retired Ford dealer.
Yeah. So which car are we talking about?
Well, it starts with a B and ends with a W.
Okay.
And it's located in Spartanburg. Matter of fact, I drove their test track on Sunday. I went and drove their hot laps, but they got nice cars, but I'm just saying that's just another element right there.
Does it cost to get the app to turn that on?
Does it cost to get the app?
Or
you have to have a subscription.
Is the subscription free?
Right. And then on another note, I've got a friend whose his son is developing. I think I talked to you about this once before. His son is. He's developing a wiring harness for these little eavesdropping boxes that they're putting in the American-made cars. It'll tell you everything to about your 300-pound weight on the passenger seat or the driver's seat.
Right.
If you're 300 pounds, you know, they'll probably send that right to your health provider. But nevertheless, he's developing a wiring harness that deletes that system.
The thing that irritates me the most about this is I'm not buying that. When I buy a car, I'm not giving, implied permission for them to do this kind of eavesdropping. So, yeah, and I hope that comes out. And I mean, all of this stuff needs to come to the forefront. Whenever you hear about one of those things, you need to call me and let me know.
10-4.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Bye.
Bye. Right now, the media and the left wing, they exist in a constant state of rage because Trump's out there on social media trolling them, and they can't handle it. But it's not what Trump says that matters, although in the media it does. What matters is the data and the facts of Trump's first 9 months. In comparison to either Biden's prior year or the averages of his 4 years in office. Now, nobody knows how many illegal aliens entered or stayed in during Biden's 4 years of open borders. He did set a presidential record, though, The border under Trump is now tightly closed. Prior to his administration, it was common for 10,000 people to cross illegally in a single day. Now, approximately 2 million illegal aliens have been deported or self-deported. The rate of border crossings is now the lowest it has ever been since 1970. How about gas? For Trump's first 9 months, gas prices have averaged $3.19 versus Biden's 2024 average of $3.30 a gallon. Over Biden's 4 years, gas averaged $3.46 a gallon. Although I do like living around here because we're always way below the average. During the Biden years, oil production averaged 12.3 million barrels per day, compared to 13.5 million barrels during Trump's first 9 months. Biden removed 200 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, leaving office with only 394 million barrels in that. And so far, Trump's got it back up to 406 million barrels, and releases have been canceled, and purchases of replacement oil have been scheduled. Under Biden, GDP grew 2.9% annually. Trump's GDP is at 3.8 in the second quarter, with final estimates for 2025 ranging around 3%. Inflation under Trump is about 3%. Under Biden's tenure, inflation increased by 21.4% over 4 years, or an average of about 5.3% a year. In the military, they fell short of 41,000 recruits in 2023. Right now, under Trump, all branches of the military meet or exceed their recruitment goals. The number of NATO nations meeting their promise to spend 2% of GDP on defense went from 23 in 2024 to 31 in 2025. Trump left office in 2021 with no major ongoing wars. His first administration almost bankrupted Iran. It destroyed ISIS. It decimated the Russian Wagner Group in Syria and birthed the Abraham Accords. Under Biden, the Middle East exploded into a forefront war against Israel. 2022, Putin attacked Kiev. In August of 2021, we just quit fighting flat and pulled out and lost 13 more people. Now there's a tentative calm across the Middle East, and after Trump's bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities, the theocracy is not expected to be able to acquire a nuclear warhead for years. Then there's the tariffs, of course. Trump's tariffs so far have not caused, as critics predicted, a recession or stock collapse. Then there's the executive orders. Of course, the left is always outraged with those. And they, you know, they largely support destroying the cartel's seaborne drug shipments. But the daily news is about politicians' F-bombs and government shutdowns and Trump's social media trolling and the street violence. But the facts always tell a different story, as they always do. I think for the most part, we're on the right track. There's a lot of people that are out there that are saying, oh, I saw this in the text line earlier. Like, Big Pharma's given a lot of money for the new East Wing, for the new ballroom, so that we'll never get drug prices because Big Pharma's given money to this. Always. And listen, I understand it. Let's not kid ourselves. There's an awful lot to be cynical about in this government. But just yesterday, John Thune got up there and lost his collective mind. There have been people that have worked for John Thune since he's been a senator that have never heard him raise his voice. And that dude lost it, and he lost it on the Democrats. He lost it for the right reason. I had heard that he wanted to sit down and have a chat with them. I don't know if that's actually, if this is his version of a chat, you need to talk to them more often, John Thune. It's almost like the Republican leadership, dare I say it, it's almost like they're in at least the same book as Trump, maybe coming close to being on the same page. Because everything going on right now has got to be stopped and reversed and reconfigured if we're going to continue to go forward with the Republican, with the Republic experiment, with the experiment that is uniquely the United States. So, I would have to say that I'm better off since January 19th. I would have to say that. It's a lot easier on my nerves. Coming up next, we are going to talk to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, let's go. Let's check in with Michael Letts from investusa.org. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. It's always a privilege, Bill. So much going on. I see the president just a minute ago supported my proposal, but the Senate needs to go to the nuclear option to break this government shutdown and allow the Senate, the Republicans in the Senate, to reopen the government. Interesting that the House Speaker thinks that's a bad idea. I'm not so sure what the Senate thinks, Republicans think on it yet, but John Thune should be putting that on the agenda today. We'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, it was going to happen anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If the Democrats ever get a hold of it again, they're going to get that. I'm trying to figure out what scenario that would actually occur in, but, you know, anyway.
Well, you're right, Bill. I mean, you remember the holdup, even with Johnson from the House side, is all. Once you start that, then whenever they get back in power, they're going to pop you right back with it. But your comeback is exactly accurate, Bill, is I don't care whether we do nothing. They're going to come back with everything they can, just the fact that they lost the election this time around. So they're going to play every card they can as soon as they get back in power. The key is don't let them get back in power.
Now, when we take this into consideration, though, the Democrats, I mean, when Biden came in, the day he came in, the first thing he did was start signing a bunch of executive orders. They had them stacked to where you couldn't see them behind the desk. Trying to run back everything that Trump did. Is that where we're at now? It's going to be, let me do it. Oh, then they're going to come and undo it. Let me redo it. Oh, they're going to come and undo it again. Let me redo it again. Is that the way it's going to be? Or, I mean, what are we looking at here?
No, you're right, Bill. That is the way it's going to be. You say, does it have to be that way? No. Congress can codify each one of those executive orders and make it into the law. So they can't be undone. But here's what's interesting. We're, nine and a half months down to this administration? And Congress has not codified a single executive order as of yet. And here's what makes it so frustrating. You say, it's not important. Who cares? No, here's why we care. Many of these executive orders, you'll recall, stopped wasteful, not just wasteful spending, but fraudulent spending. Stopped money going to NGOs to be paid back to Congress and senators who have supported those appropriation bills. Stopped a lot of things. I mean, criminally, why would you want to allow that to be done again? Why would you not want to codify it? Even if you're a Democrat, why would you not want to codify that law? Well, the answer is simple. If your hand's in that cookie jar, you don't want anybody telling you you can't continue to grab cookies.
Sure.
And so that's why they're refusing to codify it. And so to answer your initial question, yes, that's, as long as it's not been codified in law, whenever there's a change in structure, and it could even be a change in the same party. Every 4 years, they're going to be adding some, subtracting some, maybe leaving some be. Although I would, interesting note real quick, Bill, is the House Oversight Committee, Comer, has sent to the Department of Justice a rule that all the auto pens, except those that comply with the law, which is the law, you had to be present, talking about the president, you had to be president and cognizant of what the auto pen was being used for. If they find 98 to 99% is not, you say, oh boy, those pardons are gone. Here's what I want to remind our listeners. Not just the pardons, it's all the executive orders that were done by auto pen.
Yeah.
And remember, the vast majority of his executive orders were by auto pen. So you're saying, well, the president's going to have to change those executive orders and put in his own. No, not really. It looks like those executive orders are going to be ruled unconstitutional and voided anyway, regardless of what the president does, because they were auto penned by Biden, and he had no knowledge of what they were being done.
Well, I know that Thune, going back to the Senate, I know that Thune had said, yes, of course, we'll look at extending these things. Yes, of course, we'll take a vote on it, right? But in the background, I know that the Republicans now, and I'm stunned. I'm stunned at Thune. I mean, Thune, I was sort of like, okay, fingers crossed. But I'm stunned at him. I get the impression now this guy sort of likes guerrilla warfare now that he's out from under McConnell's thumb and he's discovered life. And I kind of think that the Democrats understand that they weren't going to get it unless they use this whole 60-vote threshold thing to get it. And if they go with the nuclear option, that means the government reopens and they don't get it.
Correct.
And I guess in my combat mind, you know, as I think about things in the battlefield, I guess if you got to do something that looks on paper like a bad idea, if you can get something out of it, that's the why. This is the why we're going this way. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Exactly, and that's why it's been done the way it has. That's why I propose, and I'm glad the president is supportive. It's time for the nuclear option. I'm not sure just yet that the Senate Republicans are signed off on doing that, but we're fixing to find out.
I guess we will. But you know, I don't see how Schumer backs out of this one. Now I think Schumer has concreted his feet into this position, and he can't get away from it. He's got to have that $1.5 trillion, or he's probably still going to get primaried by AOC. I don't think there's anything he can do to keep that from happening now.
There's none, and I don't think there's anything the Democrats can do to back away from all the ludicrous and crazy proposals they've had over the last 9 months. I think they've locked in and defined their party, and now you've had a handful of people that like that. I don't think a handful translates into the majority vote at the next election, but that remains to be seen.
Yeah, I guess we're going to see how this works out. We're going to see where they go. We'll see what kind of stomachs the Republicans have, because this is ideological combat. Most of these guys get out there and they're like, well, of course, listen, Chuck, after we get done today, we're going to go have drinks and we'll discuss it in a civilized manner when the cameras aren't there. But, you know, hey, the Democrats are not that way. The Democrats would come out there and go, of course, we're going to take advantage of this. They should have done it when they could have done it, but they didn't. So we're going to do it now. Guess what? We're in charge. We won. So there. So, you know, anyway.
That's exactly the way it works. The sooner we recognize that and operate underneath that mode, the better off we'll be. There is no appeasing the level of stupidity that this new ideology on the Democratic side has gotten to. You just can't reason with it. Do the right thing and be done with it. Let the chips fall where they may.
Yep. And then get out there and see, this is one thing I told Trey Gowdy this a long time ago. I said, you know, this is sort of a performance thing, a performance industry. If you guys go out there and perform, you don't have to worry about being reelected. You don't even have to run.
That's exactly right.
You're just going to be reelected if we are a prosperous nation and if we are a dangerous nation to cross. You're going to get reelected. If we tame the debt, you're going to get reelected. But you know, we'll see what kind of stomachs they got. Michael has given over 17,000 vests and to law enforcement and the K-9 component. He's not going to rest till everybody's in a vest. InvestUSA.org. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless, and God bless America.
All right. When we get back, Wall Street Journal decided that they were going to describe to you what is Stand Your Ground. Let's take a look at what their biggest beef is about. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. I have often wondered out loud why in these blue state areas, why they want to do three things. They want to decriminalize crime and let people out of jail. They want to defund the police, and they want to disarm the citizenry. All of that seems aimed at one particular outcome. Now, according to the gun control places out there, stand your ground laws encourage people to shoot first and ask questions later. It's a license to kill that makes all of us less safe. These legally sanctioned killings are on the rise and must be stopped. Because right now, according to the Wall Street Journal, justifiable homicides are up in 30 states that give people more leeway to kill in self-defense. I hate to put it to you, you little soy people, but yeah. Everybody on this planet, by virtue of being born, has a right to life. They do not have to submit to, nor are they obligated to, die quietly without complaint in the face of violence. When somebody rolls up on me, if they want my car, they're going to get it. If they want my car and they want to hurt me, they're going to get something else. Sorry. I'm not murdering anybody. I will be deanimating them, and their death may be a result of me having to defend myself to keep them from hurting me when I was bothering nobody and I'm just walking around, you know, just looking at the skyline or whatever. I find it interesting that we're doing this now, especially given 12 years ago in the Rose Garden, when Barack Obama empowered, executive action number 21 or something. He got up there and he said, I'm going to commission the CDC to look at guns. And they did. And guess what the CDC found? The CDC found 3 million times a year people use guns to defend themselves. 3 million times a year people defend themselves. Now, there's only 11 states that impose a general duty to retreat before acting in self-defense. If I lived in one of those states, I would have to move out because I cannot retreat. I don't have knees that have cartilage in them. My retreat is slow. And it's not worth the time it takes to turn and face away and try to run. My only choice is to fight. Most states don't require you to present your back as a target to your attacker while you try to run away. Instead, you can, as they say in the military, get loud with them. And see, this whole thing about where's the bar on self-defense? Where is it okay for you to use lethal? Well, that is going to vary. Females, older people like me, you know, our bar is lower than your common garden UFC fighter. Now, self-defense only occurs as a reaction to violence. So when they're out there and they're talking about that there is an uptick in self-defense and justifiable homicide, that means that there is an uptick in violence, in crime. That doesn't mean that I'm sitting around there going, you know what, I'm bored. Look at that person out there just doing their afternoon walk. I will plug them. I'm not doing that. That's not happening. Right now, even using the Wall Street Journal's own data set, justifiable homicides are up in stand your ground states from about 2.8% in 2019 to 3.8% in 2024. We don't know how many self-defense claims were raised in the 96.2% of homicides that were deemed murder. But we know the number isn't zero. Because stand your ground laws are not a get out of jail free card. despite this slanted reporting. As a matter of fact, Stand Your Ground has led many people to do things that have put them in jail. But hey, it works a lot. It works a lot. I told somebody, the most dangerous people to try to hurt are the old people, because the old people just don't care. You go up against somebody in their 80s and they have a gun and they can still shoot it. Do you think they're worried about life in prison? And they're not going to get it if you're trying to come in their window. If you're trying to jack their car, they're not going to get a murder charge on that person. Self-defense is something that we're all entitled to do. Everybody is entitled to self-defense. If somebody's trying to attack you, you are entitled to defend yourself. And I guess the Giffords Foundation, they're at odds with the idea, because when somebody does defend themselves with a gun, then that means everybody else is looking at that going, we better not try that in that neighborhood. So crime goes down. Crime goes down. And the left only stays in power where violence is allowed to be part of the day. So, Giffords Foundation, they're just at odds with the Constitution and with, just what normal people would do. What normal people would do. We're in a period right now where I don't understand, violence and civil unrest is higher than it was, say, in the 60s, but I don't know why. There's not something going on right now that should be causing this. So what is causing this? What's really causing this? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.